The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Hey, here we go. Fox World Travel Show on the air. Saturday, October 17th. The snowflakes are flying depending upon where you're at. At least they were yesterday. Heard from somebody in Minocqua, somebody in Eau Claire. They were seeing snow. What better way to say get out of town for a little bit than go somewhere with Fox World Travel? I'm Danny Clayton. Hey, Rose Gray.
I have decided to choose my attitude today, and it's not going to be grumpy like it was when I first woke up. I just can't.
I don't know if I've seen you grumpy.
Well, I decided not to be grumpy. I looked at the thermometer and I looked outside and I got a text from my husband who is in our Northwoods property and this ground is covered with snow. And I thought, well, he's got it worse than me.
And you said, that's why I'm not there, sweetheart.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, welcome back. Good to have you here. Fox World Travel, been around since 1960. They do business travel. They do vacation travel. They, like many people in that industry, have been hit hard by COVID and are doing really well. Let's go back into March. Things just started to shut down. I mean, there were people not going through airports. Flights and trips were being canceled. Not only Fox World Travel was going through furloughs, but also, you know, the major airlines and all of the travel partners. And it was really hard to get answers. And I thought you guys hung in there really tough. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're going to get there.
There's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm always looking for those silver linings, as you all very well know. I was extremely excited on the 11th of October, which was last Sunday, when the TSA passenger count hit 984,234. I thought, we are a whisker away from a million passengers.
From a million, yeah.
And when we hit that, I will throw my own personal little party. I will open up a little bottle of champagne and say, all right, we're at a million. We finally got to that benchmark. And so that's all we can do is just keep taking baby steps. That's what we're hoping for. A baby step yesterday, Hawaii opened up. 8,000 mainlanders flew to Hawaii yesterday. Now, there's still some concern on the government's part where that in Hawaii, they're not all in agreement that this is a good idea. But the governor knows that their main business is tourism, and they've got to get going. And so they're still discussing whether there are going to be secondary tests 4 days after you've arrived, who's going to pay for those, and all that kind of thing. But again, we're looking for those baby steps, and Hawaii opened Friday.
Okay. It changes from day to day, right? So Hawaii just opens. Different states nobody's locking down yet. You know, Chicago's been kind of back and forth with people coming in from Wisconsin. It's just, what's your best source?
First of all, our website is just full of subject matter here. So if you just go to foxworldtravel.com, sad as this is, rather than a big tropical picture on our front page, we've got coronavirus updates.
Who's doing that? Because they're doing a great job.
Well, that's our marketing team and our experts that give them the information to get up on that website.
Yeah. So I'm there, and you click on that, and then it drops down into pre-trip. You've got CDC stuff. You've got a U.S. map of infection rates, the state and health department guidelines, travel restrictions. And again, those are being updated, but those are all linked through foxworldtravel.com. So,
right. So it's just a one source place. You could go to all of these places on your own. You could go to the CDC, which I've got earmarked. You could go to TSA, which I've got bookmarked and my computer. But it's all right here in one little library just for you to take a look at. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk, folks. Give us a buzz. The Accunate Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. We're already starting to see some text pop in, but the calls will get on first if you want to be live. Again, 855-616-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
916 at WTMJ, 44 degrees. WTMJ forecast got a wind advisory officially at 11 o'clock this morning. That goes till 7 tonight. That includes Milwaukee, Waukesha, Jefferson, Walworth, Kenosha, and Racine counties. Mostly cloudy today, mild, scattered showers and windy up to 50 miles an hour. It'll hit 61 today, but what's the wind chill on that? Mostly cloudy and breezy, 38. And tomorrow, a scattered morning mix possible, then partly cloudy, chilly, and a high of 46. It's 44 degrees at WTMJ. Our dude last week from Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
I got some really good feedback on him. He was great.
Actually, the executive chairman of Fox World Travel and the CEO both told me what a great job they thought Joel did. So,
well, we put a quarter in him, and he did the whole hour for us, so it was kind of cool.
Wow. And you know what? Steve Scafidi is in Las Vegas right now.
So I saw that.
I'm sure we'll hear all about it Tuesday when he's back on the air Tuesday morning. But from what we're hearing, other than the shows not being open, you know, there's still gaming available to you, and the pools are all open. It's 90 degrees or something in Las Vegas. So,
well,
yeah, go.
Do you know? So they put that deal out there. It was like super cheap.
And
I mean, it was like,
I checked it yesterday.
Is it selling?
It was still there. Yeah. So if you can travel. So what Joel basically told us is this. They never had a problem really in the past filling up the weekends in Las Vegas because people could drive there from California, etc. But the weekdays were pretty much taken up by conventions. And so there's no conventions in Las Vegas anymore. So Monday through Thursday, they're desperate for people to get in there. And so we were looking at some crazy, crazy packages. Frontier Airlines leaving on a Monday, 3 nights at the Stratosphere. Now, you've not been to Las Vegas, so you don't know where that is. It's at the top of the Strip. It's a 3-star property. Okay, so we get that. It was $338 for two people, air and hotel.
$338 for two people.
Uh-huh. Yep. And it was still there yesterday. Okay. And that was the last week of October. And so it was still there. So, yeah. If you're interested, there are better hotels. The Mirage was pricing under $500. Treasure Island was pricing under $500. So, yeah, if you need to get away, if this winter weather is starting to get to you already and you need to get away, Vegas is nice and warm.
Okay. Let's say hi to Sheila. Hey, Sheila. Sheila, did it snow in Shawano?
Yes, it is snowing, actually, this morning. Everywhere this morning. It rained last night, and then it froze, and there was ice covering everything this morning.
Hence your question about Cancun.
Yes, my husband and I are traveling to Cancun next month, and I just wondered if there were any COVID restrictions. Do we need a COVID test or anything before we go there?
You currently do not. It is why it has become a very popular destination. I was there the 20th of September, and it is still this way because checked again for some friends of mine who are considering it for the end of this month. You basically will be tested at the airport by walking through a temperature sensor as you go through. Now, a couple things. Do you have transportation included in your package?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So what will happen there is this. The people who are transporting you will probably help you on the return. There are medical forms that they're asking that you fill out. And it has been a little bit challenging, is my understanding, to find the paper version of them once you get into the airport. So the transfer people are being super helpful by having you download the form on your iPhone or your smartphone by giving you the QR code to scan. And then the form pops up and you fill it in and then they look at that as you are going through the check-in process. So that's the only thing.
We did not get that from our travel people. We're with Thomas Moore. Is there a transfer from the airport to our place? And
yeah.
We have a transfer ticket that they sent to our website and we downloaded, but we did not get any medical form.
No, you won't. You won't get it. They don't have them in advance. And that's why I'm telling you that the transfer people will either help you find them in the airport or they will be so on top of it that they're just going to say, let's just bypass this whole process by downloading this QR form on your iPhone, and then you just fill it out there and away you go. So they make it as easy as they possibly can, and they ask you 5 questions. Have you been in contact? Do you have a fever? Did you feel sick? A few other things, and voila. So, and actually, we had a couple of people that were traveling on a wedding group at the end of August who actually did have a temperature that was over what was allowed, and they said, well, it's 100 degrees outside. Let's just sit down a minute, have a glass of ice cold, or a bottle of ice cold water, give us 15 minutes. They took their temperature a second time, and it no longer was in the red zone, so they got to go through. So they make it pretty easy. Cancun right now is the easy place.
All right. One other, the site where you go to register your trip with the government, could you give me that website address?
I can. It's if you go to travel.state.gov, travel.state.gov, and then you go to STEP enrollment, which is Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. It's got a big, giant logo right on the front of that page, and then you just tell them how long you're going to be gone, where you're staying, a way that they could get a hold of you or somebody else in your family, and it's easy, and they say the information is purged from the system after you return.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, and thanks for asking about STEP. I wanted to mention that today, and you helped me out.
And Sheila, I want you to write 25 times. Next time, I will go with Fox World Travel.
Oh, stop.
Okay. Thank you very
times.
Much.
That's getting off light. All right. It's 9:23. We're going to be back. Akin & Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. There's something happening next Thursday with Fox World Travel, and we want to talk about that next on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:25 at WTMJ, 44 degrees. Got a wind advisory starting officially at 11 o'clock. It was windy on the way in for you, wasn't it?
Was quite windy, as a matter of fact, but nothing like it's going to be.
Nope. Let's talk about the thing on Thursday. It's Fox World Travel's Platinum Partner Series featuring Globus.
Right. So you can find out about this by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under resources, you will find, among other things, travel shows and events. Now, that has been an empty page for a very long time, but we're going to start doing some travel things. We recall we did some Alaska virtual travel shows back in July and August, and now we are doing something with our good partner, Globus Family of Brands, and it is Fox World Travel's Platinum Partner Series, and it's happening on the 22nd of October. You click on Learn More, and you will see the registration form at the top of the page, mm-hmm. and then you will see a description of what we're going to be talking about. And really, it's kind of for you armchair travelers who maybe used to be real war travelers and now are armchair travelers and are just wishing and thinking and planning about what it's going to be like to travel. And so we're going to highlight many of the group itineraries that we've got going on.
And there's 11 up there.
And there are 11 up there. So we've got, for 2021, we've got Hawaii and we've got river cruises and we've got a fun London and Paris. We've got some U.S. destinations, including great resorts of the Canadian Rockies and Canyonlands, and there's a river cruise with Amy Hanton, the cooking mom. Lots of fun stuff. And in addition to that, how about South Africa?
I see that.
Yeah. So if you just really want to sit back and have a bit of a travelogue, if you will, it'll be a virtual experience where our good friends from Globus will walk through some of these things, including Avalon Waterways and what it's like now to tour with Globus.
Can you book these?
Yeah, these are all bookable.
They're bookable.
They're all bookable. All right. But if you want to learn more or you want to feel some of this out a little bit, it's 6 o'clock and it's on the 22nd of October. And you can just sit back and relax and watch from the comfort of your own home, pour your favorite beverage and for an hour, kind of do a little dreaming with us.
Sounds like a two-beverage night.
It might be a two-beverage night. And then also on the resources page, we should point out, we've got a book club going on right now. It's called Island Affair, and it is with host is going to be Brianne Bloom, one of our regional directors, and the author Priscilla Oliveris is going to be joining us for that book club on the 27th of October at 6 p.m.
It is awesome when you guys can get the author on.
Yeah,
because if somebody's read through it, you can ask them direct questions, right?
Very much so. Like, what prompted you to write this? Or how difficult was it for you to develop this character? Or why did you allow this character to do that? And that was very interesting. Several months ago, we had Heather Lendy, and that's our friend from Alaska.
Yeah.
And she's more real. I mean, that's a real story about things that are happening in her hometown. These are fictional works, and so we can get a little bit more in-depth with the author with those kinds of questions, like what made you do that, or why did you decide to make that character do that, or why did you choose that setting, or all of those kinds of questions came up in the last one.
Yeah. It's a great quote. I'm on their Amazon page, and here's just a quote, and this is from a New York Times bestselling author about the Island Affair. I finish Island Affair with a big smile on my face. I can't decide what I adored more, Luis and Sarah's love story, their relationships with their complicated and difficult and loving families, or the setting of Key West, which sounded so beautiful, I wanted to jump on a plane. I can't wait to read more by Priscilla Olivares.
There you go.
Sounds like a fun book. Yeah.
And that's, sometimes we pick beach reads and sometimes we choose destinations exclusively. But so I think this is going to be a fun one. Brianne is going to be a fun host. And it's like I said, a fun night. Even if you didn't read the book, sign on, take a listen.
I have not done a book club thing. But what I've heard is that not everybody reads them.
No, most of the time they're just social gatherings and where beverages are consumed, all and right. You may or may not have read the book.
But it sounds like an easy read.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. All right, more details at foxworldtravel.com.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ, 45 degrees. Rose and I were talking about what shows we're watching. So what's the one, Emily?
Emily in Paris. It's not going to get any Emmy Award-winning stuff, I don't think. I mean, I'm only in my probably fifth episode at this point. But if you are missing European travel in Paris especially, wow.
Really?
I mean, yeah, she's an American who works for a marketing firm and gets the opportunity to work in Paris for a year. And so it's, man.
All I know is they made a crack about Lou Malnati's pizza.
Yes. Yes, they did.
And it enraged Lou Malnati's pizza,
yes.
Which they should have.
Yes. Interesting that you knew that. That's
I saw the story. So this thing must have just hit, what's it on, Netflix, Amazon Prime?
Yeah, Netflix.
Netflix.
Yep.
So it must have just hit Netflix. And then all of a sudden it must have been first episode, they made that crack.
Yep.
And
it was either the first or the second episode that they made a disparaging remark about Lou Malnati's.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so it's been back and forth between them, which is interesting. It's like, why? I mean, Chicago style pizza is a big slab. That's what it is.
Right. And if you like cracker thin crust, then you're not going to like.
I will say this. We had Lou Malnati's last night, and we order it thin, and we order it extra crispy, and it's fantastic.
I'm getting that.
It's really good.
Well,
you know what we stumbled into last night is, and I didn't watch this the first time around, which was Anthony Bourdain.
Ah, yes.
That's a great place to see lots of exotic locales.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
So if you're jonesing to, yep. For those kinds of things, because he traveled the world, right?
He traveled the world.
It's just tough watching it, knowing what happened to him.
I was just going to say it's a little difficult for me to watch because you know what happened. So.
Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line open at 855-616-1620. Here's one. My daughter and family, husband and 9 and 12-year-old, are going to the Dominican Republic at the end of the month. What's going on there as far as welcoming tourists?
Okay, so here's the deal. I check the Dominican Republic daily because I am taking my family, a very extended family, to the DR the last week of November, the Thanksgiving week of November. And so here's what's happening right now. You do not need to produce a negative COVID test to be entered. What they are currently doing is randomly checking via the breath test between 3 and 10% of the people that come in. So that's weird to me. They're also doing random
breath test.
Yeah, there's a breath test that they can do that they can get off within 15 seconds. They can get an answer on the COVID situation. But they're only
doing here.
Yeah, no doubt. I just don't know about the accuracy of it, which is what I'm thinking is what the problem is. Yeah. But they're also providing everybody with an insurance policy courtesy of the Dominican government, the Dominican Republic government, which seems kind of odd, that in the event that you would test positive, they will put you in one of their facilities at their cost. Now, that's creepy to some people because they're thinking, wait, I'm out of control here. I'm not in control. You're right. You're not. They don't just put you back on a plane, but they put you in a facility. Now, how that would impact a child, I'm not 100% sure. Another really interesting thing that you could look at was a VIP type service that airport, the Punta Cana. I'm assuming they're going to Punta Cana. They don't mention that, right? In the text?
No.
Okay. Let's assume they are going to Punta Cana. If you are going to Punta Cana, you can do an VIP experience that is $75 a person. The way to find it is just Google VIP experience in Punta Cana, and this Galleria VIP service will come up. If you booked with Fox, our advisors know about it. If you didn't book with Fox, tell your advisor about it. What it is an opportunity for you to have an experience similar to the Mobay Club, which they offer in Jamaica,
yep,
where you cruise through. So it's VIP assistance for both arrivals and departures. I don't know that you would want it or need it for the departure, but if you have three or more people, it's $60. And you get an expert greeter who comes up to you at either the aircraft or the jet bridge and meets you. They've got a placard with your name and they
walk you, by the way.
Oh my gosh. And they walk you through immigration and customs, and they will continue this meeting throughout the whole process until they get you to the driver, until they deliver you to the hands of your driver. They've walked you through, and my sources are telling me those people are absolutely not in the 3-10% that are being screened.
Okay. All right.
So you can do that. You go online to sign up for it, and then you pay for it at the airport when you get there. So check that out. I know a couple of people who have done it. They did it the end of September, and another couple that did it the end of beginning of October, and they both said it is flawless, it is fantastic, and it makes you feel like the true VIP that they want you to feel like.
Okay. Brian, Raymond, Jane, you guys are on hold. Going to be talking about cruises and Antigua. That's next on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 WTMJ and 45 degrees. WTMJ forecast includes a wind advisory 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. officially for Milwaukee, Waukesha, Jefferson, Walworth, Kenosha, and Racine counties. High today 61, low tonight 38, and high tomorrow 46 with scattered morning mix of rain and snow, then partly cloudy and chilly. So it's packer watching weather tomorrow. We're at 45 degrees at WTMJ. Brian is in New Berlin. Thank you for waiting, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a cruise planned in August going from Vienna to Cairo. Athens. But I'm not worried about that one, but I keep hearing from Holland American about cruises in January. Will it be open in January, or would that not be a advisable thing to sign up for?
You know, right now it's so hard to say because the CDC is battling with the cruise industry. The cruise industry is saying that the CDC is being too hard on them, and you may have read in the public in some newspapers about a month ago, or it was 3 weeks ago, that the CDC wanted to extend the no sail order through February, and the Trump administration went in and said, you can't do that, and they put it just through the end of October, and they want to look at these things on a month-by-month or shorter-term outlook. Because how can we shut something down until the end of February and be correct in that decision? So right now, they're just really doing this on a month-by-month basis. And for those of us who have cruised, we will be the first to tell you, and you know this if you've already cruise as well. They had the sanitary protocol in place pretty well. It was really just a matter of talking to them and having a plan for what would happen if there was an outbreak. So at this point in time, the no sail order does not extend into January of 2021. So you would have every reason to believe that that is going to happen and you could book a cruise.
Okay, let's go to Bayview. That's where Raymond is. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning. I really enjoy your show. So much useful information. And it seems like I am the same question as last time. We have a cruise booked out of Fort Lauderdale to the Southern Caribbean in January, the end of January. And I was just wondering if you had any insight. And it sounds like you just answered my question on the last call.
Yeah. So what we're hoping and seeing is that ASTA, the American Society of Travel Advisors, who have been a huge champion for our industry, has gone to the CDC and said, you can't keep doing this because you've got too many people out of work. You have too many ships that are not sailing. You have the travel industry, which employs 1 out of 10 people worldwide, suffering because of these decisions that you're making. And you must look at these things on a shorter term. With that said, that gives people the opportunity to book further out and then suffer the consequences, if you will. And the consequences are not so hard to take because typically they're giving you cash back, they're giving you future cruise credits, or they're giving you an opportunity to move farther, move the cruise farther into the year. So they're not being unreasonable. They saw what happened in March and February, March and April of this year, and they know that they've got to make it easy for people to change on a be able to pivot quickly.
Okay, so let's say good morning, Jane.
Good morning. Previously, I had travel plans to go for spring break to Jamaica. Due to COVID, that was canceled. So I rescheduled my vacation for the family to go to Antigua for Christmas with my travel credits. Now I'm leery, is this going to be something that I'm going to be able to look forward to going ahead with, or is this something I should start looking into rescheduling?
Well, right now, the admission requirements for Antigua are that you must have a PCR COVID negative test, which is no more than 7 days of your flight. Now, that's very generous when you consider that there are a lot of Caribbean destinations that are requiring negative COVID tests that are 48 or 72 hours old. So by giving you that big window of 7 days prior to your flight, it should make it possible for you to do that. And again, these things are subject to change. The best website for this information when it comes to Antigua is Visit Antigua Barbuda, which seems weird, but those islands are together, AntiguaBarbuda.com. And there's a travel advisory section, and it's crystal clear what happens if you test negative, what happens if you're there and you do get it, all of those kinds of things. It's a very, very robust, very information-filled website.
Thank you, Jane. Barbuda needs a better PR department. I've never heard of Barbuda.
Well, it's because it's sort of like Turks and Caicos, right? Everybody knows about Turks, but do you know about Caicos? How about Grand Cayman?
You always hear about Turks and Caicos. They always say it together.
Right, but a lot of people say Antigua and Barbuda together as well.
I've never heard that. Really?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, it's sort of like Minneapolis-St. Paul. It's sort of like...
Fox Point Bayside.
Bingo.
The Twin Cities. Exactly.
So, yeah. But you know a lot about one and you know a little about the other.
Palmyra Eagle.
Do you want to go to Barbuda?
I have never heard of it, but it sounds lovely. Well, all right, we'll be back. Give us a buzz. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text. And somebody texted in and said, hey, you're only taking questions about cruise trips. No. Anything. Travel. 855-616-1620. We'll be back on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
953 at WTMJ, 45 degrees. We were talking about Hawaii earlier, and somebody asked about, I mean, where do you get your Hawaii information? Does Fox have, you got contacts.
Well, we have not only got contacts, but my Hawaii information I got this morning from one of my travel publications, which is called Travel Pulse. And you can find it online. I mean, you don't have to be a travel person to find that. But it was an article that said Hawaii's first day of tourism reopening sees thousands of people arriving and then starts talking about the lieutenant governor and the governor debating about whether or not there should be secondary screening and who should pay for it.
Got it. All right. Let's say good morning, Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. We have one-way tickets leaving March 4th for Peru, then leaving there to Dublin, and then leaving there to Shanghai, China.
How long have you been in the CIA?
And then back to the United States, I hope.
Well, Taylor, if that's indeed your name.
We have our reservations and everything. We're looking at not spending any days in quarantine.
Yeah.
All you can do at this point in time is sit tight and wait till much closer to your departure to figure out if every one of these countries is going to allow you in without that mandatory quarantine. And you may, so let's say, for example, Taylor, something happens where Dublin says you can't come in. I'm just randomly picking that one because it's in the middle of your trip. Would you then figure out a way to change your air schedule to just bypass Dublin and go to Shanghai?
We talked about this. We would, because they're pretty strict over there right now, especially
right.
with Americans coming in. We actually talked about just going to Peru and then coming back and then waiting like 10 days and then getting a round trip ticket to Shanghai.
Yeah, you know what? That may be that sounds like you really have done your research, because that's probably what I would end up doing. Because of the three that you mentioned, the one I have the most worry about would be the Dublin piece of it.
Right, and that would be for St. Patrick's Day, so they're going to be, I think, like really, really, really harsh.
Right. But so the bad news is that these kinds of things really work out better when you've got a great big long advance notice. And you may not have that at this point in time if you really want to make this work. Because if things magically open up, or there's a vaccine, or they stop the quarantine, that's going to change your plans dramatically, right?
Yes, definitely. But I mean, we're planning out ahead. I mean, there's people who've already booked, like, their dog sitters and stuff
right.
that are already booked out, because that's during spring break.
Right.
You know, so it's things are already in the works. So we're just hoping and praying that things get cured first and then things open up afterwards.
Right. And hoping and praying is pretty much all we can do at this point. But that may be what it ends up happening. But at this point in time, we're so far out that I would hate to make a prediction with regard to which one of those would suspend the quarantining.
Okay, let's get to Sarah real quick. Hey, Sarah. Okay. All right, I told you it was real quick. All right, Sarah was wondering about flying to Mexico in December. Should she get tested before she goes?
Well, no, there's really no need to get tested because, well, I shouldn't say that. We don't know where in Mexico it is she's going. But at this point in time, it's pretty easy to get into any of the Mexican airports, and people are just basically doing a screening upon arrival.
Okay, we need to talk about two things. We need to talk about Alaska.
There's still space available. We're very excited to let you know that Holland America has given us an opportunity to extend our promo through October 31st. So for those people that were looking for that beverage package, which is always huge, that's still included. We want you to know about that. We've got some really good open dates. All of our Alaska's on our website. If you want more information, 866-GO-FOX-GO. These are the experts that know what dates are available and what promotions are happening right now.
Okay. If you want to live vicariously, on Thursday, there's a great webinar, right, at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Fox World Travel's Platinum Partner Series featuring Globus. You love Globus?
We love Globus. Globus is one of our Platinum Partners, and we love them. And they will do a great job of going through the various group departures that we have, but talking about all things Globus related, like what it's like to travel now, what it's going to be like in the future, what destinations are easier to go to now than others, etc. So under resources, travel shows, and events, you will see it. It'll say learn more. You click on that, and there's a spot to register.
Okay. And as always, if you have questions, you need a trusted partner, start with Fox World Travel. Their website, foxworldtravel.com. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
See ya.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.